CQ, 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 and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
CQ, 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 and welcome to another edition of Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and my co-host today is...
Ned Stearns, AA7A.
Better known as the Professor, or maybe better known as Ned Stearns, AA7A, but getting to be known as the Professor. Today's show is sponsored in part by MFJ Enterprises, Exotic Research Report, and Edco Electronic Distributors. Our phone number, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. In Arizona, it's 602-230-2755, 230-2755. And if you want to send us a fax, it's at area code 602-241-1540, 241-1540. Today, Rag Chew Open Line. So we don't have any special guests. We don't have any specific topics. We'll talk about what you want to talk about in the world of amateur radio. I certainly encourage your participation. I say this all the time, and that is that the hour goes by pretty darn fast, and it seems that people tend to call in at 35 after the hour, and then we're really rushed for the people to have time on there. So if you have any questions, you want to talk about any particular subject, you want to berate me for my diatribe about CW 2 weeks ago, if you want to ask some technical questions of the professor, you want to know about the BS7H de-expedition, those initials are almost good for what happened there, we can certainly talk about that. We can talk about the contesting that is being debated about 6 meters on the Usenet news groups on the Internet. We can talk about the Dayton Hamvention, which is going to take place this coming weekend, the humongous amount of people that will be there, the fact that there's going to be all kinds of forums, and especially one that's going to be live on Real Audio, which will involve the show. We can talk about how to become a ham radio operator. So this is your hour. Use it wisely. 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. Your opportunity to talk to us and... if you want to blow off some steam about amateur radio or tell us about what your club or organization is doing locally promoting amateur radio, we want to talk to you. 1-800-293-5366, and we'll be right back. Exotic Research Report, the new magazine edition, is out. It's dedicated to the preservation of American independence, but I caution you, the issue contains 100% pure, unadulterated, mind-altering material. Really, this is a magazine you should subscribe to. What is in this month's? Crop Circles, an ongoing enigma. The Geek Machine, Plaza Technology, you can buy. Implosion Technology, that you can build. An alternative way to cope with stress. All this and so much more. How about a HARP resource guide? You know, we've talked about HARP. How about magnetic motors and generators, mind control? All these things are available from Exotic Research. Give them a call at 1-800-446-3465. That's 1-800-446-3465. They even got vitamins and other interesting things. But I'm telling you, Exotic Research Report in this new book is really good, this new magazine. This month's 1-800-446-3465. Mention Ham Radio and More when you make the call. Exotic Research.
Homeowners, does your roof need replacing fast? Then call the Sears Roofing Express Line at 1-800-200-1600 and schedule a free in-home estimate. Call now and save 25% on selected 25-year shingles when purchase installed, and make no payments until September when you use your Sears charge. Sears Roofing comes with an exclusive warranty and guaranteed satisfaction, and it's sold, furnished, and installed by Diamond Exteriors, a Sears-certified contractor. License numbers on request. So call the Sears Roofing Express Line at 1-800-200-1600. Call now and save 25% on selected 25-year shingles. Offer ends May 31st. Minimum purchase, 2,000 square feet. Finance charges accrue from date of purchase. Payments may vary depending on account balance. Not available in all areas. Ask for details. If you don't know roofing, know your roofer, Sears. call 1-800-200-1600. That's 1-800-200-1600.
Looking for an MFJ pocket-size Morse code tutor? The MFJ 418 is it. $79.95 or less. You can learn Morse code fast and anywhere. The LCD display lets you check your copy instantly. There's an easy no-code beginner's course, and it takes you beyond the extra class. There's customized practice, plain English, QSOs, word recognition mode, interactive mode. You can learn Morse code anywhere, anytime with this tiny MFJ Pocket Morse code tutor. This is it with the plain English QSO practice. It helps you pass the FCC code exam. It's great. And it's $79.95 or less. That's the MFJ 418. It makes a great present also. That's MFJ 418. It's new. It takes you from the beginner's class all the way up. It has instant replay and so much more. Give them a call at 1-800-647-1800. That's 1-800-647-1800. Remember, they have the no matter what free warranty. It's tremendous. That's MFJ, 1-800-647-1800. Call them now.
CQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
Okay, we're back. 1-800-293-5366 in Arizona, 230-2755, area code 602-230-2755. I want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day, including my mother and, of course, my wife, the mother of my kids. Happy Mother's Day. Professor?
Oh, yes, the same to my wife, my mother back in Cleveland, Ohio.
She could be listening.
She could be. Yes, you're right. They do have listeners in Cleveland.
Oh, yes, and shortwave radios, and I know that our frequency gets over there, so if people are listening there. Okay, 1-800-293-5366. One thing you said during the break, which I found interesting, Motorola Iridium got 5 satellites up, I was told.
Yeah, that's right. They're starting to build their a network of 66 satellites, which should provide worldwide satellite communication, kind of the next new wave in communication.
Now, does that mean that that going to put another dent into amateur radio?
No, you can use the satellite phones to set up meteor scatter contacts, just like I've always
now,
been
doing. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound very kosher to me.
I don't know. It's fun to... I get these phone calls all the time from guys in Germany setting up moonbounce contacts. My wife gets a kick out of that. She said, wait, this guy's called you 7 times and you haven't worked him yet? And I go, yeah, well, you know, you've got to do it by radio. That's what it's all about.
Now, I'm curious. Did you happen to do any bouncing off of the Hale-Bopp comet?
No, I left that one alone. I'm not sure I wanted to communicate with that item.
Okay. Now, tell us about these contesters on this is a big hullabaloo going on the internet now.
Yeah. What's happening is the ARRL Board of Directors has asked the Contest Advisory Committee to study the idea of adding 6 meters to some of the traditional HF contests, like maybe the 10-meter contest or the DX contest or something like that. And so what has been asked, at least on the internet, is that the idea has been put forward to some of the Usenet groups to talk amongst yourselves or contact your contest advisory committee member and giving your inputs. And I find it kind of interesting. There's a lot of people flaming everything about everything once you put an item like that out. Some are spouting some conspiracy, and some are just outright upset about the idea of changing the structure of a contest at this point in time in their life. But my opinion has been voiced to a lot of people is that, hey, if it means more participation and more contacts, that equals more fun. It's something to consider because there are a whole lot of people who are not involved in any of those contests who do operate 6 meters and above, and it might provide a way for them to participate.
Well, 6 meters is definitely growing. More and more radios are coming out full HF plus 6 meters.
I think you'll find every new HF radio will have 6 meters in it. I guess Yaesu just came out with theirs, and it had a reasonably good price. In fact, so good is it immediately dropped the price of the ICOM 756. So
well, and Alinco has one.
That's right. Yeah. So Just about every...
I think that's only FM.
It could be. Any rate, it's 6 meters is becoming more and more part of the average diet of the ham, and in the next couple of years, 6 is going to act an awful lot like 10 meters. So, it's going to be a fun band to get into.
Now, you know, it has been said over the years that 6 meters is what tends to disrupt some TV communications on like channel 2 and 3 if you're doing it with a lot of power. However, with this new high definition TV and stuff that's coming out. And I'm told that that's going to be on whole different frequencies. I guess there would be no problem.
Yeah, well, since cable has become pretty much the mainstay, you know, there's not anywhere near as much trouble as there used to be. Interference between 6 meters and channel 2. If you could stay out of cable, you pretty much, at least I know in the Phoenix area, almost, you know, my neighborhood, it's all cable. I mean. So the only problem we have now is cable radiation getting into the ham bands. That's
okay.
That's the big problem now.
Now, last week we mentioned on the air that that the BS-7H 1997 de-expedition was shut down unexpectedly. Well, now we have the reason for it, and it's quite interesting. Just a ham radio de-expedition. A big disappointment for DXers. This is from the ARRL letter. A big disappointment for DXers hoping to put a new one into the log. The BS-7H 1997 de-expedition shut down just 3 days after it got underway. It went QRT on May 3rd at about 6:45 UTC. Now, you said you made a contact, Ned.
Oh, yeah. I worked them the first day they were up.
Well, of course.
In fact, that was about their 15th contact.
Really? Okay. They were a victim of international politics involving the People's Republic of China and the Philippines. The de-expedition had planned to be on the air for a week. Scarborough Reef is undisputed Chinese territory, but the Philippines claim that the shoal is within 200 miles of their exclusive economic zone. That situation set the stage for trouble. De-expedition spokesman Tim Totten and 4GN reports that he got details from several of the team members who were still in China as early this week. On April 28th, just hours after the BS-7H ship departed, the Philippine government announced that three Chinese military ships were spotted in the Spratly Islands near Mischief Reef, which is claimed by both the Philippines and China. I mean, could you imagine a war over a de-expedition?
Actually, Spratly is claimed by 4 countries, as it turns out.
Really?
Those islands out there are very strange.
Okay, Philippine President Fidel Ramos lodged a diplomatic protest with China and ordered an increased military presence in the area. Although the Spratlys are some 300 miles south of Scarborough Reef, the crew and the Chinese research team, in separate Ocean Bureau vessels, soon found themselves embroiled in escalating tensions. And on April 30th, the first day they were on the air, two Philippine military reconnaissance jets flew over the reef at low altitude. The next day, Totten relates, a Philippine Navy ship arrived, followed by a second military vessel a bit later. Totten says Philippine naval officers visited each of the three operating sites. They were reported to be very friendly, but in discussions with the team and the captain of the lead Ocean Bureau ship, the visitors asserted the Philippines' position that Scarborough Reef was within the Philippines' EEZ. The Chinese stated their position that it was in their territory and provides the basis for a 12 nautical mile territorial sea surrounding the reef. Totten says the Philippine Navy officials seemed satisfied that the de-expedition did not constitute economic activity subject to treatment under the claim, but the Navy officers insisted that while it was okay for the Chinese ships to pass through, they could not stop in any one place for a prolonged period of time. Totten said that when the Chinese Ocean Bureau captains were unable to reach any agreement with the Philippine Navy officers, they decided to leave the reef and return to China rather than risk escalating tensions. And then they shut down. I mean, it's pretty sad. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll go to the phones, David and Jim, and you can be next, 1-800-293-5366. So have you called Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, yet? The fleet director of Earnhardt Dodge, the largest Dodge dealer in the world? Doesn't matter if you live in Florida or Chicago or Phoenix or Maine or California, wherever it is that you live, if you want the best price going on a vehicle today with no hassles, no boiler room tactics, just the best deal you can get, Ken Nichols is the guy to call. Just give him the name of the model that you want, the make that you want, the options that you want. He'll give you the list price and the selling price right there over the phone. There's no hassle. It's a pleasure to do business with Ken Nichols. I'm telling you, don't make a mistake by not calling him. Call him. Get a quote. Doesn't matter. Give him a call. 1-800-497-8740. Extension 580. Make sure you mention Ham Radio and More. He's a ham radio operator, has been around for a long time, and has sponsored this show for over 5.5 years. That's Ken Nichols, 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. Factory direct to you, the lowest prices.
What if, with a simple 5-minute phone call, you could earn hundreds more on your savings? And what if you can do it with the security of FDIC insurance? If you're ready to safely earn more on your savings, call Telebank at 1-888-598-BANK. Their yields on CDs are consistently among the top 1% in the nation. Call now and KFNN listeners will get a special rate on Telebank's 18-month CDs. Telebank is the national bank by phone savings bank. Because they do business by phone rather than through costly branches, Telebank keeps their costs low and passes their savings back to customers as consistently higher interest rates. You'll love the convenience, too. Telebank's expanded hours and the ease of banking by phone make saving simple. So call Telebank now for a free rate quote and information kit. Mention this radio offer and get a special rate on Telebank's 18-month CDs. For higher yields, call Telebank toll-free, 1-888-598-BANK. That's 1-888-598-BANK. Are you tired of the same old doom and gloom found in most of today's media? Are you looking for a news source that provides objective facts and in-depth analysis of business and national news? Then you simply must read Investor's Business Daily. Each issue of Investor's Business Daily provides a unique perspective on the events affecting you, your business, and your bottom line. Feature articles like The New America and National Issue challenge conventional journalism and reveal the tremendous growth and opportunity in America today. Our evaluative tables, charts, and graphs are designed to generate potential new investment ideas. See for yourself why Investor's Business Daily is America's fastest-growing newspaper. Call toll-free 1-800-499-0480 now and receive 10 free issues of Investor's Business Daily, plus the audio cassette, 100 Ways to Improve Your Investment Results. That number again is 800-499-0480 for your 10 free issues of Investor's Business Daily.
CQ, this is Ham Radio and More.
Okay, we're back. 1-800-293-5366. Pretty scary that a ham radio de-expedition causes military actions, or can cause and escalate military action. I just want to remind people that this coming weekend, again, is a Dayton Hamvention, the largest ham radio get-together in the world, so most people say. And there's a bunch of forums. I just want to mention that Saturday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, we're going to have a forum that's going to involve Morse code, the ARRL, contesting, and also the Internet. Those four topics from 3 to 5 p.m. And there are many, many well-known individuals involved. For instance, Steve Mendelson, W2ML, the first vice president of the ARRL. John Doerr, K1AR, who is, of course, the contest editor for CQ Magazine. Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, the producer of Newsline. Gene Harlan, WB9MMM, the publisher of Cyberham Magazine. We're going to have Nancy Cott, of course, WZ8C from FISTS, Preservation of Morse Code. And we're going to have Fred Maya, W5YI, who was on here also a few weeks back. And it's going to be filmed and everything. So it's going to be live, though, on the Internet, on Real Audio. courtesy of Tapper. And so if you want to know the URL, I'll give it to you in about 5 minutes. So have your papers ready if you want to write the URL off the internet, where with real audio you can listen to it live. It'll be the first time that a Dayton forum can be heard outside of Dayton live, and you can even interact. 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. We're here with the professor, Ned Stearns, AA7A today. And it's Rag Chew Open Lines. We'll talk about what you want to talk about on this beautiful Mother's Day. David Phoenix, you're on Ham Radio and More.
Good evening. Let me ask you two questions. The first question is, in the extra class license, there's a new form of modulation that I haven't heard too much about. It's supposed to be a new form of single sideband that's compressed, compressed audio and compressed bandwidth. And the second one is something that you brought up, and that was, what frequencies will the high-definition TV be on?
Oh, this is Stump the Professor Day. I think you've done it, Dave. I'm not familiar with any new modulation technique. Are you sure this is something that is out, available, or is this some new theoretical thing?
I think it's a new theoretical thing. It's in the extra license
manual?
Yes.
Well, there was a technology some years ago. It was amplitude compatible sideband, I believe it was, ACSB.
Yes, that's it.
Oh boy, that's that was released actually some time ago, and all that was a way of splitting the audio spectrum up into a smaller bandwidth. I mean, you know, we don't use all of the 3 or 4 kilohertz of bandwidth. It's not full of energy, so that was a technique that was proposed to reduce bandwidth. The trouble is, it's a lot of technology. You had to get lots of electronics to do this processing. And both radios, both ends of the circuit, have to be compatible. So everybody would have to change all at once, or it wouldn't work. So there's a problem in trying to roll out something like that. And that's obvious, in my opinion, from how that has not really taken hold here. So I think the better thing that's coming out would be spread spectrum might be the more realistic method of getting more utilization of the frequencies.
And right now, Tapper has an STA they're working on it, and there's a bunch of Steve Bible, in fact, is going to talk about it at Dayton.
Yeah, what's nice about it is that is really in line with what's going on in industry. You almost have to go hand in hand with the way the technical direction of industry. Now, so the high resolution stuff, I believe they have to. Stations are going to have to switch to it, but they have to provide both capabilities for a while. So we're probably talking about a 10-year transition or something like that into that new kind of TV format.
Right, and I don't remember what frequencies at all, but for some reason I'm thinking in the UHF channel band.
Yeah, it might be come on cable first. Putting it out over the air might be difficult.
In fact, there was an article in today's Arizona Republic regarding they're having trouble finding a lot of people to put up the towers all over because stations are scurrying to do this, and they're having trouble finding trained personnel. So if you're a tower installer, there's a demand for you. Okay, Dave, but we don't have any other information as to exactly what frequencies. Maybe somebody else does about high-definition TV.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay,
David.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be right back after station identification. And we're back. 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. On this Rag Chew Open Line Mother's Day. Kind of quiet there. There are two lines available. Give us a call, and we'll talk about what you want to talk about. You know, usually when we have some hot topic, somebody will call in and say, how do I become a ham? But when it's open phone and they can call in about it, there's no one calling about it. All right, let's go to Jim in Redding, California. Welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Yeah, thank you. I have a question. I heard you talking about you may maybe include 6 meter on some of the contests. on some of the HF contests.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, would a technician class operator be able to operate?
That's the idea. What is it, 44% of all hams don't have HF privileges. And what this, in my mind, would offer is a way for them to participate in activity weekends when all the other operators are on. Now, it's clearly, if you operate only six, you can't beat somebody who's got six and HF because you're not going to make as many contacts. But if activity is stimulated on 6 meters by the contest, then more people will have fun. I've been pushing for it to be in the sideband contest, DX contest, only because all the expeditions that would go out there might drag along 6 meter radios, and there's a lot more propagation than people know about, because most of the time the band is open, there's nobody on. So having the contest include six, I think, helps in a lot of different ways.
Okay, well, that sounds great.
6 meters is definitely growing, and I think that as the sunspot cycle improves, you're going to see 6 meters being maybe as popular as 2 meters.
Yeah, I look back at my logs over the last solar cycle, and I made caught many openings to Japan, Australia, South America on 6 meters on the same weekends as the ARRL DX contest.
And so now that's single sideband.
Single sideband, yeah. Most of the DX on six will be on sideband.
Mm-hmm.
So those who say that there is no propagation in February don't know the band. And during the solar peaks, it is as good, almost as good as 10 meters.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, we did have a good opening Thursday here.
Yeah, Thursday evening, was it?
Right.
Yeah, I caught the one, I guess it was, we had one last night into Texas from here in Phoenix, and it was tremendous.
Yeah, I got a guy from New Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, that band is fun. When it's open, it's like someone throws on a switch, and they're just pounding in, you know, like crazy. There's just no absorption on 6 meters. When the band is open, everybody's loud.
And you're heavy into propagation programs for 6 meters, too.
Yeah, while I'm on 6 meters, I'll turn on the system. And last night I was watching a Channel 2 in Ciudad, whatever it is, in Mexico, just south of Texas. I know there's a lot of Mexico south of Texas. But I was watching the TV channels, waiting for propagation to, in hopes of it opening up on 2 meters. But it didn't materialize. There was not high intense enough spread. Ionization.
Jim, what are you listening to us on, just out of curiosity?
I have a type of radio.
Oh, no. Are you listening to us on 12160?
Right.
Okay. And how are we coming in Reading?
I'm getting up on an S5.
Okay. I was just curious.
And I've got DX394.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for calling in, Jim.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you.
Okay, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366, ham radio and more, and we're on open line with the professor and me, and we'll be back after this really short, and I mean short, timeout, so don't go away. Now, was that short or was that
was short?
Very if you're just joining us, this is Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW, along with the professor.
Ned Stearns, AA7A.
And we're here on Rag Chew Open Lines, where we'll talk about what you want to talk about in amateur radio. Our phone number, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Kind of quiet today, the phones.
Yeah, everybody, you know, watching doubles.
Well, you know, if I was to start talking about CW requirements, and I would start saying, you know, I'm against the requirement, and, you know, then the phones would light up. But giving them the opportunity to talk about what they want to talk about, I get their juices aren't flowing. And, you know, I've had people recently who have complained that we are too controversial recently, that I'm voicing my opinion and I'm controversial because I'm against this and I'm against that. And why don't we do more shows where it used to be that I was doing a lot of shows about public service and kids and stuff and amateur radio, which is very important and I thought very interesting. But we didn't get a lot of mail. I didn't get a lot of response. And so here's your chance to show us what direction you'd like this show to go in. Because really, I like to do this show not for Len Winkler, but for the ham community and the public at large that wants to learn about the ham community. So if there's people out there with ideas what they'd like to hear about, and other than Len, stop talking about against the code. But whatever you want to talk about, now's your chance to get your input and tell us what you want to hear us talk about on Ham Radio and More. 1-800-293-5366. And if you want, you can certainly fax us at area code 602-241-1540. Or if you want to call into Arizona, 602-230-2755, 230-2755. Interesting, last week, about 10 minutes before the show ended, we got a call from a gentleman, Bob, in England. And that was very interesting. It was the first time that I had a phone call live from, okay, of course I never had a dead phone call, but the first time I had a live phone from England. I've got faxes when we were on, but that was the first time someone actually called up from there. Okay. What? Okay, we got to go directly here. As soon as I get put on hold here. Now I say this about England, and then look what I have. Ernest.
Yes, KB, hello,
KB6JIY. Now, that's
Kilo,
a California...
Kilo Delta, KD.
KD6. Now, that sounds to me like a California call sign.
Yeah, it is.
And where are you right now?
A German call sign, DA1EB.
And where are you right now?
I'm in Germany.
You're calling us from Germany.
From Germany, that's correct.
Well, you have nothing better to do. No, how are we coming in?
You're coming in very good. I listen to the show as much as I can. I work in communications, so I work shift work. Matter of fact, I just came home from work a couple of hours ago. And last night, matter of fact, I heard the show from last week.
Uh-huh. So you heard Bob megahertz. From England.
Pardon?
I heard
a guy from England, yes, uh-huh. I did, yeah. And so I try to catch the show sometimes a week later, and then this just happens to be this particular a live show.
Well, that's excellent.
But I wanted to call and let you know that I listen to you in Germany, and I get a good signal from you, and I enjoy the show very much.
Well, I certainly appreciate you calling, Ernest. I hope that a lot of people in Europe start listening. I know that more and more are, because I'm getting lots of guest book sign-ons, people saying that they're listening on my homepage. And so it's kind of interesting that people in Europe are starting to listen and, you know, find out how wacky we are here in the States, you know.
No, it's good. I enjoy the show. It's a lot of fun and a lot of information also. That way I can kind of keep abreast of what's happening in the ham radio.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, and I appreciate you taking the time out to call us from Germany.
Okay.
All right. Give us a call when you're back in California.
All right, I will.
Okay, Ernest. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Interesting. Okay.
There you go. DX.
DX. Now, I challenge. How many people have had DX on 12160 megahertz, huh? All right. And then that reminds me, I got a letter from a gentleman who sent me listening to us on his boat in St. Martin's in the Netherlands Antilles, KA1OKG with his wife, KN4VU. And the innocent lady... yacht, I'll call it. Vessel. 1-800-293-5366. We have one line available, and when we come back, we'll go to Bruce in Long Island, New York, and then look who's on the air. We have Bill Pasternak in California. We'll go to him, too. You're listening to Ham Radio and More, and we'll be right back with one open line available. Len Winkler here for EDCO Electronic Distributors. Wow, what a group of products do they have from around the world. Look at the AR8000 or some of Daiwa power supplies and SWR PWR meters. How about Watson scanner antennas and maybe a couple of other accessories. They've got the AR2700 and so many more products. It's just amazing. Until you get their catalog, you really don't have a real comprehension for all the products that EDCO has. Give them a call at 1-800-344-0397. Okay, write it down. 1-800-344-0397. If you're a scanner enthusiast, if you need power meters, whatever you need, EDCO has it. 1-800-344-0397. Tell them that you heard about it on Ham Radio and More and ask them to send you a free catalog. They'll do that. 1-800-344-0397. Call them today. That's EDCO.
Do you know the key to success in a free country? It's actually quite simple. Get an education, a job, and invest wisely. That's why you need Investor's Business Daily, the newspaper for people who choose to succeed. Investors Business Daily is the nation's leading source for comprehensive coverage of business, financial, and economic news. Investors Business Daily gives you the facts, figures, and objective news analysis you need to succeed in today's America. You'll see articles such as Leaders and Success, a profile of movers and shakers in fields such as business, politics, and academia, how they rose to the top and how you can too. Also, the New America section profiles America's emerging new companies and dynamic new trends. Call toll-free 1-800-499-0480 now and receive 10 free issues of Investors Business Daily, plus the audio cassette 100 Ways to Improve Your Investment Results. That number again is 1-800-499-0480 for your 10 free issues of Investors Business Daily.
1-800-77-HAM-AD. Write this down. 1-800-774-2623. That's the phone number for Amateur Radio Trader, the Ham Radio Marketplace. It's a publication that comes out twice a month. You can get a subscription. They're very inexpensive. And you can see all the deals that are out there that are available. If you're just getting into shortwave, you're just getting into amateur radio, the products are in here if you want used equipment. And if you want current equipment, well, the major manufacturers are advertising also. So you can get that. And you can get more because each issue is full of information like repeater information, propagation, how to repair certain items. The Amateur Radio Trader is more than just a magazine to sell products. It has information. Get a subscription at 1-800-77-HAM-AD. 1-800-774-2623. It's very inexpensive. 1-800-774-2623. And it works. Amateur Radio Trader.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
Okay, we're back. Now, I promised that I would give the URL, the address on the internet, if people want to hear the open forum that's going to be taking place at Dayton Hamvention this Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It is at www.tapper, and tapper is T-A-P-R, .org/newsline, N-E-W-S-L-I-N-E, /town meeting. One word, townmeeting.html. www.tapper.org/newsline/townmeeting.html. Now, if you didn't get that all, and you at least know www.tapper.org, you can get it there. You can also go to my homepage. You can go to my homepage, and I also have a link right there. So if you want to go to my homepage, you can do that, www.goodnet.com/tildelenwink/hrm.htm. Again, it is 3 o'clock Saturday, which means that it's noon here, which means it's 1700 UTC to 1900 UTC. I think that's correct. If it's noon here, that's 1700.
1900. Noon here, 1900.
1900.
That's right.
Yes, 1900 to 2100 UTC. Okay, it'll be 1900 to 2100 UTC on Saturday. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bruce in Long Island, New York. How are you doing, Bruce?
Hi.
Yes?
I'm trying to get it out. Right now I'm using a Drake Sorry radio.
Uh-huh.
With a Radio Shack dipole. But I can only stretch up half the antenna in my room. Would that affect my signals? Because I got the other half laying down on the ground.
It probably doesn't make that much difference. If you're inside your room,
yeah,
you're probably going to do just as well with just half the antenna up, I guess. What radio did you say it was again?
Drake Sol 8.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's a very sensitive radio, and you don't need a resonant antenna, but those kind of radios, just a long wire or just a piece of wire will work fine.
Yeah.
So just anything you can put up is probably as good as you can do. Now, to get better, you might have to go out, you know, put an outside antenna.
But I'm not allowed an outdoor antenna
right,
in my building.
Yeah. Something I've done a lot of times is we'll string wires around the window frame or just get it near the window. Sometimes you can...
I have it stretched by the window and I'm put as much as I can by it.
Right. Yeah. I think you've done as much as you can do.
Yeah, you're coupled
and also,
in...
Go ahead. One other thing.
Quickly.
That newsletter, how long before I receive it?
Newsletter?
Yeah, you said that you were going to send me... Put me in for a subscription.
Oh, you want a subscription to a magazine? Yeah.
No, you said that you were going to send me a subscription.
Right, you want a magazine subscription. So
yeah,
that usually takes about 4 weeks.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Bruce. Bye-bye. Yeah, any time you start a magazine subscription usually takes about that time. 1-800-293-5366. Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, Mr. Newsline, how you doing?
Okay, are you ready for your airplane ride, sir?
I am ready and as I'm going to be.
Yeah. Well, it's coming up next week, right at the end of this week.
Yes, I know. Well, we kind of mentioned that a couple of times, and yes.
I couldn't hear you today. The propagation on 12160 is not very good today.
Oh, I had a call from Redding, California.
It's good to Europe, too. Band's open to Europe.
It's just not open into Santa Clarita. That's
yeah, well,
problem.
You have earthquakes, so, you know, you can't expect to have everything. At least you're not in northern Iran.
That's true, and when we have earthquakes, we call them underground waves.
Oh, yeah, long wave, right?
I got that. By the way, for your last caller, if he's still listening, just... This comes to the top of my head. Our 1990 Young Ham of the Year Award winner, Mary Alestra, worked loads of DX from an apartment house in Staten Island, New York, and her mom and dad bought one of those telescoping MFJ antennas, and it was just amazing what this kid worked. So, you know, that's another thing that your caller can think about, the MFJ portable antenna with a little built-in tuner and the 60-inch rod, and it works very well just sitting in front of a window.
Well, if it's an MFJ product, it has to work well.
Of course it does. Here's something for Ned. Hey, Ned, are you aware of the 6-meter retro invasion?
Retro invasion?
There's about 100 of us so far involved in 6-meter AM for this DX, the DX season. The nice part is that a lot of the new hams come in, they don't realize you can work DX on 6 meters with a $20 used radio and a $5 worth of coax and dipole.
Yeah, I started my life in 6 meters AM. One nice feature about 6 meters AM is your neighbors can actually listen to you.
That's true, except for the fact that with 80% or 60% of the nation on cable, I'm running 100 watts and I'm not busting in my cable system on Channel 2 even. So we keep fearing what used to be. But there's about 100 stations, all operating 50.4, 50.0.400. Mostly with old, what I have here is an old Clegg 99er.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, my favorite was the Amico 6 and 2.
TX-62. TX-62
is a beautiful, beautiful right. AM, 100% AM.
Right, I'm running that, and I'm running it into a Gonset amplifier, and I've got about 65 watts out, and just to a dipole. And there's loads of stations, so if anybody's got an old rig, an old, you know, we're talking Gonset communicators, we're talking Utica 650s. If anybody's got those in their closet, get them out, because there's people calling CQ every day.
You've got to be one of the few people still left with that. I mean, there's not that many older people like that still around.
You could buy these radios at places like the Dayton Hamvention Swap Meet for $20.
Oh, I've been there before.
Well, the thing is, Ned knows what I'm talking about. DX doesn't care what mode it is. It's gonna when 6 meters is open.
Now wait, Bill, hold on a second, okay? Would you hold on? Okay,
I'm holding.
Okay, hold on a second.
It's your show.
Thank you. Okay, Eddie, you're in Revere, Massachusetts, W1QD, and you have a 6-meter question, so I figured I'd put you on.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Can
how are you?
Can you hear me?
You're sounding loud and clear, Eddie.
Oh, you're blasted. Lenny, I listened to you for years.
You have?
I know there's not much time, but you touched on a lot of stuff today.
Yes, we did.
I'm into 6 meters. 6 meters, when it opens up, it sounds like 20, not 2.
That's right.
I was on there in 95 when they had that big opening. From the northeast on to the southwest, I went on there. I talked to Huntsville, Alabama, and the guy was so strong. I told him go up to 2 meters on 144.2, and he was right there.
Well, I'll tell you, when I first got on, we're talking 1959.
Yep.
I'm from your part of the world. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, what a surprise.
Okay,
I thought that accent...
You know where Green Point is?
I thought that accent,
well.
Bill, was from Washington State.
Anyway, right. when I'm from Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, and my first radio was home-built. It was a 10-watt-out transmitter using television tubes.
Wow.
The receiver was a converter that didn't even have a...
you didn't know Bill was ancient.
Yeah. And an old Heath kit receiver and 50 feet of wire hanging out the window.
Okay,
6 meters.
Guys, hold on. I'm not hanging up on either one of you. Eddie and Bill, hold on.
Yep.
Professor, stay put. We're going to be back after this. 1-800-293-5366. We can take one more call before the end of the show. We'll be right back to Ham Radio and more.
You there, man?
If you love cars and love reading about them, now there's a magazine that blows the doors off anything you've seen before. Automobile Magazine, the one that turns the volume up on your driving experience. Every issue takes you beyond the typical road test to put you behind the wheel, to feel the power of the Dodge Viper Coupe, the lift of the new Ferrari 512 TR. Call right now to get Automobile Magazine for just $1 an issue. And stay on top of the scoops, the specs, and the insider insights. From the genius behind the concept cars of the future to the best drives for under $25,000 today. Call for 12 monthly issues at only $1 an issue and save 66% off the cover price. Plus, get a high-intensity car light as a free bonus with your paid subscription.
Call 800-863-4100 now. That's 800-863-4100. And get into Automobile Magazine today.
Our guest today is Lyle Fendishman, radio's first engineer.
I've been around since the days of silent radio before talkies were invented.
Mr. Fendishman, have you seen this fantastic new book, Blast from the Past, A Pictorial History of Radio's First 75 Years by B. Eric Rhodes?
Boy, it's wonderful. All of these 900-plus photos are all people I worked with in radio from the very start.
As you look through Blast from the Past, you miss the good old days?
Well, you know, I sit here in my little one-room apartment, and I still feel part of the radio business. I turn the knobs on my dresser, pretending it's part of the equipment, and cue my one-eyed cat, who bites me on occasion, just like Marie used to do on the old show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fendishman.
Snack you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry I can't read well anymore.
Blast from the Past, A Pictorial History of Radio's First 75 Years.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
Will your children be off to college soon? In the face of skyrocketing tuition costs, where will you get the money? Unbelievably, there's over $15 billion in financial aid just waiting to be claimed. And you'll find it in Prentice Hall's The Scholarship Book. No matter what the grades, age, or family income, The Scholarship Book can help you get the money you need. It's the complete guide to private sector scholarships, grants, and loans. Over 400 pages of little-known facts on more than 100,000 scholarships, some worth over $20,000. The scholarship book is easy to use. You'll find money for students to study anything from accounting to zoology, for students of various races, ancestries, or religions. There's even money for left-handed students. Find out who has the scholarships, how much they're worth, and how to get them, even if you're already in college. Now you can get the inside track to billions in financial aid with the Scholarship Book. A special hardcover edition is just three easy payments of $8.99 plus shipping.
Call 800-543-5300 now. That's
800-543-5300. CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
Hey, we're back for our final segment of Ham Radio and More on this beautiful Mother's Day. 1-800-293-5366. I'm Juan Winkler, KB7LPW, along with the professor.
AA7A.
And Ned Stearns. And we have Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, on the phone, along with Eddie from Revere, Massachusetts, W1QD. And Eddie, did you have a question about 6 meters, too, or...?
Well, actually, I'd like to say a comment that on 50.4, we have a local Boston group called the New England AM VHF Wireless Society that meets on 50.4
on Sunday mornings from 6 to 8 o'clock. And there are people that operate the Gonsets, the G, the three, the Communicator 3s and the Communicator 4s, and we operate on 2 meters and 220.
AM as well on 220?
Yep.
Wow.
We use Gonsets Communicator 4s up there, too. They're a rare model, but they are available.
Well, you go 10 years here in Phoenix on 220 AM without finding anybody to come back to you.
Well, it's busy out here in Southern Cal. Northern California, though, is very, very vacant.
Yeah, I guess it's where all, if it is a surplus of those, maybe they get around.
That's interesting. I would never even think of AM on 220.
Well, they are there, but I want to say to the NoCo techs not to give up because 6 meters is a very interesting band. The antennas are small, and the propagation is very varied, so don't give up.
Hey, Eddie, what kind of station are you running out of here?
On 6 meters, I have an FT-620B, and I have an amplifier that goes with that, the Mirage amplifier, and I have five elements up at 45 feet, and it's a very interesting band.
You know, I have found that the 6 meterites are in a class by themselves. You seem to be the most enthusiastic group of anything, of any group there is. I mean, that includes the contesters and the...
Len, can I say something?
Of course.
I've been an avid CW code requirement operator till about a month ago.
Oh, well, then you saw the light?
Oh, yes. I think we have to have a drastic change in our requirements. I've been a CB-er. I got my license in 72, and I knew code when I was on the citizen band back in the 60s. I'm 43 years old. But you know something? Our statistics don't work out. We have to have a change in our requirements.
Well,
we're losing a lot of people.
I don't think you're going to get an argument from me, of course.
I'm big time on call. I can do about 30 words a minute, but we have to have a change.
Well, even the professor here is shaking his head. Now, I don't know that he's advocating getting rid of the code requirement. He has never publicly said that.
Well, we do have equipment now that can receive code mechanically.
Of course.
So then that shouldn't be a requirement anymore.
Well, maybe a requirement to have that computer that can do it.
Well, I mean, it's up to the person if they want to buy the equipment, but, I mean, where the Coast Guard get away with it.
Well, if you read the Internet, you'll see people like Cecil Moore, Carl Stevenson, and so many, Gary Kaufman, tons of people that are on there giving all kinds of arguments, pro and con. It's very interesting to read. And
we call it the uselessness, don't we?
Well, you do, but
it's a skill. It's just like learning a musical instrument.
That's right. It's
if you put a machine to a musical instrument, it can receive music. Well, that's what we've done with radio.
Eddie, it's another mode of communication. We don't require the knowledge of any other mode. Why is one mode so much more important?
It's
anyway,
based on rules
because
and regulations
emotional,
and
my
technical
friend.
Knowledge.
Happy Mother's Day to both of you guys. I
okay,
gotta go.
Lenny, I like you. You've got a great program.
Thank you.
See you in Dayton.
Okay. Okay, guys, thank you, Ned, for participating.
I enjoyed it, as always.
And happy Mother's Day, everybody. 73, we'll tell you about Dayton next week. We're QRT.